everybody, and welcome to another session of Between the Lines, brought to you by Kearney County Library. Today we have a guest with us, Kendall Francis, the Lakin City Administrator. So, Kendall, appreciate you joining us today.
Well, thank you for asking me.
We look forward to having a good relationship with you coming in and letting us know what's happening within the Lakin community. First, since you're new to the community, about, what, a month, 2 months now?
1 month.
1 month. If you want to take a little bit of time and let us and everybody out there know who you are and what led you to Lakin.
Okay. Well, most people probably know by now I came from Beloit. This is my first opportunity as a city administrator. I've been with the city of Beloit for approximately 20 years on the water and wastewater side of things. I was the director of water and wastewater for the city of Beloit for the last 4 years.
So with our project out there, you're kind of fitting right in.
Well, I hope so. And that is one of the reasons that I was interested in Lakin to begin with. But I did have that background, and I thought that I could come in and make an immediate impact here within the city.
So has your family adjusted to the move? Or?
Well, actually, I'm single.
Oh, my gosh. The lady's out there. There you go.
Yeah. I do have a daughter. She's at K-State. She's a freshman at K-State.
So. Okay. I have a son that he's working on his freshman year in college as well. He's not a K-State.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And, well, maybe I should be apologizing to you. You're paying the higher fees.
Yeah.
Coming from, was Beloit fairly about the same size community?
Beloit's just a little bigger. We're about 3,800, so maybe not quite twice as big, but
about the same. So it's not a cultural shock.
It's not a tremendous cultural shock.
That's what everybody was asking me because I first came up from Oklahoma City area.
Okay,
and I was like, no, I went to a small school. My wife's from a small town, smaller than this one, so it does help not having that shock.
Well, I can imagine it does, and a small rural community is really what I was looking for.
Okay. Well, you came in today to talk about some projects that are happening within the city limits, also some upcoming projects that will be coming forth as well, so I'll let you lead in with the first one you want to talk about.
Okay. I think everybody is already aware of the water treatment plant and the problems and challenges that they've had over the course of the last year, and those challenges are continuing. We were hoping to be up and running online, I believe, last year, and that when
didn't happen.
It didn't happen quite like what they had planned, and so.
And I heard an explanation for that, which I don't know if very many people knew, and I didn't when I heard it, so it was like, okay, this is new information. They're not just dragging their feet. Do you want to explain what happened and why the year delay was tacked on? Because when you hear it, you're like, okay, it was out of your control.
Well, so, I'd like to think it was. And, you know, and obviously these are situations that I've inherited. But essentially what happened is when they went to put the plan online, the wells would draw down too fast and essentially couldn't keep up with the plant production. So they needed to build a buffer, and that's what we're preparing to do. Engineers have been studying a way to build holding tanks for the well water. So essentially we will have two new, they're called raw water holding tanks. The wells will pump directly into them, and they'll have approximately 60,000 gallons of a buffer storage there. And then that will pump from those holding tanks into the plant, and then the treatment process will occur.
So kind of think of a hot water heater in a house kind of situation.
Essentially, yes. It'll fill those tanks up. The wells will be able to work at their capacity, refill those tanks, and it essentially gives us a 60,000-gallon head start on the treatment process. However, it has been time-consuming, and we're just now getting to the place where those designs are finished, and we're looking at the expected cost of them, and we will be moving ahead with those fairly shortly. However, in all honesty, the time frame looks to be yet maybe this fall before the plant. I wish I had better news than that, but...
Of course, weather plays a little bit into any construction, so...
It does for a fact. And unfortunately, we don't have too many rain delays out here in western Kansas. But we are actively trying to remedy the situation. I know that the citizens are growing a little impatient, and I can fully understand that. I just ask that they bear with us just a little while longer, and they will soon see the benefits of that new plant.
You're not in there saying, oh, we need to mess with them a little bit more this year. So it's, nothing's intentional. There's things
no,
that
it's definitely not intentional. It's definitely not intentional.
It's just things happening out of your control. So, so that'll let, you know, before I knew what was happening with the tanks and the water reserve, I was like, oh, I didn't realize that was the cause.
Right.
And I think I was probably, like most people, because we, most people don't go to the city councils. They get it secondhand. And even this was secondhand. But to get it reconfirmed, you know, it lets everybody understand why everything's happening the way it is.
Right. So. And we need on our behalf to do a better job of letting the citizens know. They, you know, they deserve to know what's going on. And I'm hoping that's one of my goals, is to be out in front of the public a little bit more, write a newspaper column, something like this podcast, so we can disseminate information in several different avenues, and hopefully people will get the word straight from the source and not have to rely on rumor and things
right.
like that.
Can understand. What's the other item you have going on
well,
right now?
It again, it deals with the water situation. This happens to be for the golf course.
Okay.
And we're in the process of rehabbing a well that was donated to the city, and we will be running a direct line from that well, which is south of town, essentially south of the golf course, just on the other side of River Road.
Okay.
And we will be running a direct line from there to the golf course, and essentially removing the golf course from the city's water system. It will have it, that way we'll be able to water the course directly from that well. Obviously, okay. There's significant cost savings, but it also
startup has to have a little bit of cost as well to get it ready.
It does, for a fact, and we have just received the bids for that. In fact, tomorrow night's council meeting will make a recommendation to the council as to the bid and proceed with that, with a anticipated finish date of late summer.
Okay. So that's, not too bad, really, when you think about rehabbing it well, because that could take, if something does go wrong, it could, hopefully nothing will.
Right. Not only are we rehabbing the well, building a pumping station and laying about a mile and a half a line, I believe it was.
Okay.
And so that project is scheduled to take about 70 days total. I'm hoping that they can come in well under that.
I'm not a golfer, so I can't testify that I'll enjoy it, but I'll let everybody else within the community that does enjoy golfing enjoy it.
Cause right.
I know having the greens, and we have the tournament every September, and having it nice and green, that reflects not just on the golf course itself, but also on the community as a whole. So,
oh, absolutely. It's a great addition to the quality of life here in Lakin, and it is, people are very passionate about their golf in this community. I'm finding that out.
That is true. I just happen to not be one of those, but I can appreciate what they're doing because I have my passions.
Absolutely.
So anything else besides the water projects going on?
Well, one other thing I wanted to mention is citizens probably have noticed some activity on the south edge of town, right along Avenue C. See some heavy equipment moving in. That is, we titled it Beamer Edition. It is an industrial park is being put together there, and construction is underway for laying the water and sewer infrastructure. And so we have approximately 16 or 17 light and heavy industrial lots that will be going in there.
Okay, is that out where roughly between the edge of town and the peanut plant? I can't remember the owner's name of the
I don't know where the peanut plant is.
It's a small metal building kind of on the curve going south of town.
Yes, essentially right there at the city limits of Highway 25 and Avenue C.
Okay.
That open area there.
Okay. Now I picture it. Okay. I was like, I got to remember where all the avenues are. So, okay, now I got you.
I'm okay now. So we'll have an area zoned, like I said, for light and heavy industrial type businesses. Okay. That we want to make sure everyone knows that we're open for business here in Lakin.
Okay. So this is something to look at for the future. Nobody planned to come in at this point in time, but anybody that's looking can come and look.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay. And just the one final thing that I want to talk about today is the citywide cleanup.
Okay.
And that's going to take place the week of April 21st through the 28th. And we're asking that people would put their stuff out by the 21st. Would ask that they would separate any of the wood and metal and those different tires, things like that. And it would, to be picked up, it really needs to be separated out. And if they'd get it out to the alleys by the 21st, and then if they'd have any really large items that they'd need to arrange a pickup for, if they could call us at the city office.
Okay.
To make that arrangement.
And the 21st is on a Monday.
Correct.
And now, when will they start picking up, that day or the day after?
No, they will start picking up the 21st.
The 21st, okay.
And it typically runs the entire week, and sometimes it gets into the Monday of the next week. Okay. But we hope to be done in that, just in a week's time.
So this would help anybody that's wanting to do a spring clean.
Absolutely.
Get your stuff out there instead of hauling it out there or finding a friend with a pickup to haul to landfill.
That's right.
This would be an opportunity to take to let the city help you out.
Exactly.
So that's one of the programs that they have available to the community. So it's a nice program. We've used it in the past, and I know our neighbors have. So
yeah, and I've been told it's well received. So.
Right. So if you're trimming trees, trilliums are good to go as well, I believe, because I've seen trilliums out there too.
That's right.
So,
tumbleweeds, those types of things.
I've seen car parts and everything else when they clean out garages. So.
Exactly.
So it's one of those opportunities. It's been around. Some people forget about it or forget the date. So this will give you an opportunity to get your stuff gathered up out by the 21st. If they come by and miss, they can give you a call within that time period, and if you have time, you will come back and help.
Exactly. We'll work to accommodate, you know, the citizens as best we can, but it is time consuming. So we would ask if if they could be prepared by the 21st, we'd appreciate it.
Okay. So if anybody's out there wanting to do a spring clean, now is the time. Changing of the weather. So is there anything else just in general you'd like to talk about with the new position and the new community you're with?
Well, I think I'd just like to say I've enjoyed the very first month anyway, and people are extremely friendly here. I think maybe that's the good thing about being in a small town in Kansas. That's the just kind of the general attitude, but people have been very welcoming, and I appreciate that.
That's good to hear. It's small towns. Like I said, I grew in a bigger town, but I went to school at a smaller one, and they're a little bit more closer and a little bit knit together closer.
It is tighter knit communities, typically.
You know, most of the time, that's really is a good feeling. So sometimes it goes the opposite, depending on what's happening. But it's good to hear that we're leaning towards the other direction.
That's right. And if someone comes up and says hi to me and I've forgotten your name, you'll have to forgive me. I'm still learning a lot of names yet. But
if you're like me, I only remember first or last. My memory's a little bit of Swiss cheese when it comes to the full name. So if I'll by the time you leave here, I know your first name, but your last name. I'll probably never know, Kendall.
That's good. That's fine.
People do that with me, which is fine, too. But I don't know where that trait comes from, whether it was my dad or my mother. But that's how I remember names. I either remember your first or last. So, but it sounds like you're going to be accessible.
Absolutely.
If you're going to be in the community just walking around at a ball game, you'll be willing to visit. I would say, you know, pick and choose when you're going to visit with Kendall as well. I mean, when he's out in these events, he's wanting to enjoy his time as well. If it's something that needs to be in private, I'm sure he'll speak with you. Just make an appointment. If it's something in general, I'm sure he'll speak with you right there. But remember that when you're out in the community, it's a community gathering. And if he can, I'm sure he'll speak with you then. If not, he'll make an appointment for you.
Oh, I definitely will.
Well, Kendall, we thank you for coming on this week. We hope to have you come back for future installments.
Oh, Richard, I'm looking forward to it. I'm hoping that I have lots of things to come back and report to you.
I didn't scare you off this time, huh?
No, I've enjoyed it. Thank you.
And I try to make stuff lighthearted. That was the intent of the podcast. So in the future, I know you kind of walked into this one blind, but we try to have a little bit of fun too. So we say some things that are in jest. Hopefully, if anything's taken in the wrong context, that's not intentional. I'm trying to make everything a little bit lighthearted at times. So
I appreciate it.
It's good for a smile.
Yeah, it is.
So, Kendall, it's been a pleasure visiting with you. If you want to remind everybody out there the city's address, phone number, and website so they can get more information or contact the city, would you want to do that for us real quick?
Yeah, absolutely. Address is at 121 North Main Street. It's the Lakin Administrative Center. And phone number is 355-6252, and our web address is lakinkansas.org.
Remember, it's the org, not the com. So
it is.
Got to remember that. All right, so we appreciate it, Kendall. We hope you enjoy your stay here. We look forward to having you here for a long time.
Well, I look forward to it. Thank you, Richard.
All right. Enjoy your afternoon.
Thank you.
For Kearney County Library, this is Richard. We are located at 101 East Prairie Street, catty corner from the Lakin Elementary School. If you need to get in touch with the library, our phone number is 355-6674. For additional library information, you can visit our website at kearneycolib.info, kearneycolib.info, or you can visit our Facebook page listed under Kearney County Library. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We look forward to seeing you at the library.